ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Israeli cabinet approving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to expand military operations and fully occupy Gaza City in Tel Aviv. Here's ABC's Ian Pannell.
There's a real sense of shock about what's just happened here. The United Nations High Commission for Refugees issuing a statement that condemns the move, calling it to be withdrawn immediately, saying extending the war will lead to more killing, more suffering, and more destruction.
Intense wildfires burning through California overnight, including outside Los Angeles. That fire has prompted hundreds of evacuations and round-the-clock fire crews. A local emergency has been declared in Los Angeles County. Texas lawmakers meeting again today to consider the Republicans' new map of congressional districts. The redistricting is designed to give President Trump 5 new Republican House members in next year's midterms. GOP Senator John Cornyn has asked the FBI to get involved and find the Texas Democrats who've left the state. This is ABC News. Ukrainian soldiers expressing little hope that a diplomatic solution to the war with Russia will be reached. Today is the deadline President Trump gave for more economic sanctions would be imposed. There is word of a meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin, but so far, no end to the war. In central Pennsylvania, it was a wild scene that was a calculated ambush, according to police. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has the details.
The shooting death of Lori Wasco on her property in rural Susquehanna County, north of Scranton, set off a 911 call. State troopers arrived.
The troopers made it out of their vehicle, and they were ambushed from a very good distance away.
Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Colonel Christopher Parris.
Trooper Parashinsky was able to place a tourniquet on Trooper Jenkins, and despite both of their patrol cars being riddled with bullets, a third trooper was able to get in and evacuate them.
Barricaded in a barn, the shooter was shot to death by officers.
Police still don't have any kind of a motive for the fatal shooting that started the whole thing. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The Wisconsin DNR is putting out a call for help this time of year. If you spot a deer or a game bird, help the DNR track it. Paul Frater is wildlife data analyst at the DNR.
Data from both Operation Deer Watch and the Game Bird Survey are used to measure the reproductive capacity of this year's deer, turkey, rough grouse, and pheasant populations.
The data helps scientists measure the fawn-to-doe ratio for deer and the poults-to-hens ratio for game birds. Those are used in decisions around wildlife management. Operation Deer Watch runs through September 30th, while the Game Bird Survey wraps up at the end of this month. Frater says there's a reason the survey's happening now.
So late summer is really an ideal time for counting both deer and game birds with their offspring because the young are still typically found really close to their mothers, but they are readily distinguishable from the adults. So, like I said, juveniles are still quite a bit smaller than adults. Fawn deer still have their spots, which makes it easy to tell them apart from the adults. These characteristics just help to provide a more accurate count of juveniles to adults, which is what the surveys are intended to measure.
Both surveys ask you to record wildlife from dawn to dusk. The Game Bird Survey asks where and when you saw a ruffed grouse, a ring-necked pheasant, a wild turkey, or a gray partridge, and whether they were alone or in a brood. Operation Deer Watch asks for all the deer you've seen, whether they're does, bucks, or fawns. It'll also ask you whether the fawns are alone or with their doe. Frater says, take your time with that last question. While it can be hard to tell if you're driving, it's a crucial question. You can submit your data with your smartphone using the Survey 123 app. The DNR says don't try and submit your data if you're behind the wheel. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the New York Mets. Milwaukee, the first team in the majors to have 70 wins. They are 4 games ahead of the Cubs after beating the Braves Wednesday, thanks to Isaac Collins, Blake Perkins, Sal Frelick, manager Pat Murphy.
I'm proud of the guys. I mean, they find ways. They keep going, keep the pressure on. Somebody else every night. I mean, I guess Collins is every night. But then, like, Perk was incredible. He had a great game. Yelly always comes up big for us. Sal hasn't played in a while. Wow, I had 3 hard contacts on base 3 times. Ortiz is, you know, finds a way to get involved offensively, and of course defensively he's been great.
NFL, the Packers host the New York Jets 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
There's a lot that goes into those preseason games in regards to the evaluation process. It's live football, unscripted looks, unscouted looks, and you want to see how these guys react.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
WGBW.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
It's silly, but it's infectious, right? Good morning, Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Wear your Packer green and gold today to work. Packer game this weekend. Oh, it's just so nice to be able to say it's Packer season, you know?
Your desire.
stop making music like this? We don't know either.
Very strange song, but obviously, Panner, that came out in 1967, same year that the Beatles put out Sgt. Pepper, and that song, obviously, a takeoff on Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. That song hit number one. They're out of Louisiana. Something cool coming up that I found, I wanted to share this with you. It's coming up in a couple of weeks, 1 week, actually. Next weekend, Light Park, Saturday the 16th, it's a hot air balloon glow. It's going on from 5 until 10 in the evening. They'll start the balloons glowing at about 8 o'clock, something like that, at Light Park. So just wanted to give you a heads up on that if you wanted to circle it on your calendar. See you there.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
Hey, Ashwaubenon, get ready for one of the biggest community events of the year. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And the Ashwaubenon 2025 Blast and Family Fun Athlon is Saturday, August 9th from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. at the Ashwaubenon May Park. There's going to be a car show, free swimming, $5 wristbands will get you unlimited games, bounce houses, face painting, balloon animals, and you can round out the day by listening to the Cougars. There's so much going on. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events. Don't miss this.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I wanna hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear,
Tommy James.
Crimson and clover.
Supremes. Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. WGBW.
Seasons on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. From our studios next to the city deck, our lineup today, Laura McKenna, familiar name, steps in at 9 o'clock. Then at 2 o'clock, it's Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba in here 6 to 8 with Nightlight. All happening today here on WGBW.
joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, 826 with the Fifth Dimension. Red, Yellow, Honey, Sassafras, and Moonshine. You had me at Moonshine.
And
97.9 WGBW. Our mission here is to provide you with great tunes and entertainment and a lot of information about Green Bay. And that's why we've got some Green Bay locals like Laura McKenna and Eric Westfall stepping in. And let's not forget Pete Schwaba. He'll be here with Nightlight tonight at 6 o'clock. Meanwhile, let's get you up to speed with one of those local news breaks from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The Lac des Flambeaux Band of the Lake Superior Chippewa Indians has taken a blow in a long dispute over road access. A federal judge ruled on Wednesday that four disputed roads on tribal land must remain open to the public. Judge William Conley ruled that homeowners have valid right-of-way easements, even though those easements were acquired by non-tribal developers decades ago and are now expired. For more than a decade, the Lac des Flambeaux Band has sought compensation from the town for use of these roads. They've asked for $10 to $20 million for permanent right-of-way access. When negotiations failed in 2023, the tribe took action. It blocked the roads for 6 weeks. The town has maintained the roads for decades. In 2024, it spent $600,000 to secure temporary access, which wiped out the entire budget for the town's roads. The town then asked for help from local, state, and federal governments, but none came. Last year, the tribe took steps to reinstall barricades, but were blocked from doing so by the court. In a statement yesterday, the Lac des Flambeaux Band said Conley's ruling overlooked key elements of federal law that protect tribal lands and sovereignty. The case could be appealed. A status hearing is set for September 5th. Governor Evers visited Green Bay yesterday as part of a stop related to the state budget. He toured the Brown County Oral Health Partnership Clinic. Senator Tammy Baldwin was also in Green Bay yesterday. She held a roundtable on tariff impacts on local businesses. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News. Green Bay
weather. It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WJBW. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus, 835, 76 degrees. It's going to be a hot, humid day today. You realize that you can listen to us at work or wherever you are in the internet from our website?
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget. Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before.
Bobby Fuller, Bobby Fuller 4 on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Bobby Fuller left us under some mysterious circumstances, and I don't think they've ever really been fully explained. We'll get into that sometime. I'm Dan Marcus. Some things coming up down the road. Well, this weekend, for example, it's the Ashwaubenon Blast going on at Ashwaubame Park from 9 in the morning until 10 on Saturday, 10 p.m., 9 a. to 10 p. on Saturday. Everything from bounce houses to food trucks. It's very much a family event. There'll be a car show there, too. And again, that's 9 in the morning till 10, rain or shine. That's happening then. Also, Packers, Jets this weekend. The big movie coming out this weekend, Freakier Friday. All of that happened. But down the road a little bit, there's some things going on. This is the final weekend for Let Me Be Frank Productions, I Found My Thrill on Scrays Hill. Next week, 60s Mania coming to the Meyer Theater with some good music there. Farmers markets everywhere. It's just a good time to be in Green Bay. You know what I'm saying?
Milwaukee baseball was born in the Emerald City, but any ties to the Pacific Northwest were cut loose decades ago. Pella has an interesting history as well, born in Pella, Iowa, but their century-long history of crafting quality windows and doors there continues to this day. Designed with innovation and rigorously tested for quality and performance, get long-term energy savings and durability that lasts for years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Order by August 31st and get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com today.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A legal challenge against the Line 5 oil pipeline is set to begin August 12th in Ashland. Canadian oil giant Enbridge wants to trench and blast across northern Wisconsin to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline. Environmental groups and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are challenging permits and other approvals for the project issued by the DNR. Environmental groups across Wisconsin are calling on the state's congressional representatives not to support a bill that would weaken the Clean Water Act. The so-called Permit Act would, among other harms, allow polluters to release PFAS forever chemicals into waterways without telling state officials, allow massive amounts of pesticides to be released into waterways, and fast-track projects that destroy wetlands and streams. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Still.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. That was the Beach Boys' first number one, sorta. Jan and Dean sang it, but Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys wrote it. Just kind of a technicality there.
not against memories, but you don't need them to appreciate the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Wraps it up for me, Dan Marcus, but look at the lineup ahead. Laura McKenna, and then Eric Westphal, and then Pete Schwabba. Fish Fry Friday sounds pretty good with WGBW.
Morning stars shine, the earth says hello, you twinkle above us, we twinkle below. Good morning stars shine, you lead us along, my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song.
sunshine. There's love in your skies, reflecting the sunlight in my lover's eyes.
Good morning, sunshine. So happy to be my love and me as we sing our early morning singing song.
I'm Sherry Preston. Today was the deadline President Trump had imposed on Russia to call for a ceasefire in Ukraine or face additional harsher economic sanctions. There is no ceasefire, but there is apparently a meeting in the works between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. Here's ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The White House had originally been pushing for a